Phoenix, Arizona police find fentanyl pills that resemble candy as crisis worsens. By Spencer Lindquist on October 27, 2022. Police in Phoenix, Arizona, found fentanyl pills that resemble candy as the crisis worsens in the state. The Phoenix Police Department announced that they had recovered speckled, multicolored fentanyl pills off the streets in a tweet. The department also noted that this is the first time we have seen fentanyl tablets with this color scheme. Parents beware, the department's tweet read. In a separate instance, roughly 15,000 fentanyl pills were trafficked into Connecticut before they were apprehended by authorities. The pills were contained in the packaging of different popular candies. The deadly fentanyl crisis has recently gotten worse in the Grand Canyon state. Between 2020 and 2021, overdose deaths due to synthetic opioids increased by a startling 23%, going from 57,834 to 71,238. Over the same period of time, synthetic overdose deaths rose from 1,519 to 1,791 in Arizona. The lethal drug is frequently smuggled across our southern border. An article from Fox 10 in Arizona pointed out that the Arizona Department of Public Safety, DPS, is seizing more fentanyl than ever despite the department's sworn personnel being short by at least 315. It also noted that DPS Sergeant Jesus Gastelum remarked, "We're already at over 1,200 pounds of fentanyl seized in 2022 alone." The number marks a sharp increase from the 830 pounds of fentanyl they seized in the entirety of 2021. Meanwhile, a report from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, found that over a billion lethal doses of fentanyl have been seized at the border during fiscal year 2022. Border security has become a key issue in the midterm elections, especially in Arizona. Incumbent Democrat Senator Mark Kelly has repeatedly voted against border security despite Arizona being disproportionately impacted by the border crisis. Republican opponent Blake Masters slammed Kelly, saying that the Democrat incumbent pretends to get serious about fentanyl but isn't actually keeping the people of Arizona safe. The Democrat incumbent voted against an amendment that would have prohibited the Biden administration from canceling border wall contracts for which funds had already been appropriated. He also voted to end Title 42, a measure that allows authorities to expel migrants on the basis of public health. In addition, Kelly lied about this record during his opening statement in his debate against Masters, falsely claiming that he has stood up against the Democratic Party in favor of border security. Kelly's opponent, Republican Blake Masters, has been endorsed by the National Border Patrol Council. The candidate has repeatedly criticized Kelly for his record on the border crisis. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.